This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Joe from Lake Taps is. Joe, are you there?
I'm here.
Joe is here and he's ready to rock, Steve. So you got to get out of here.
Goodbye.
If you are playing along at home, Joe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What animal can be a ram, a ewe, or a lamb?
A goat.
No.
Pass.
How many Jonas Brothers are there in total?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. What is the deepest lake in Washington State?
Lake Taps.
No.
Lake Washington.
No.
Pass.
What does the fairy godmother transform into a carriage for Cinderella?
Pumpkin.
Yes. Which founding father also founded the University of Pennsylvania?
Pass.
Name one of the 2 NFL teams that always play on Thanksgiving.
Dallas.
Yes. Pertussis is better known as what respiratory infection?
Bronchitis.
No. You got 3 correct, Joe. Same as the letters in your name.
Hey.
I like that. Make a little connection.
Terrible.
Here comes Steve.
Here I am.
Steve, welcome back.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
What animal can be a ram, a ewe, or a lamb?
Goat?
No.
Pass.
How many Jonas Brothers are there in total?
3.
No.
4?
Yes. What is the deepest lake in Washington State?
Would that be Lake Washington?
It would not be.
Oh. Lake Chelan.
Yes. What does the fairy godmother transform into a carriage for Cinderella?
A pumpkin.
Yes. Which founding father also founded the University of Pennsylvania?
That would be George Washington.
No.
Hamilton.
No.
Thomas Edison.
No. Name one of the 2 NFL teams that always play on Thanksgiving Day.
One of them? The Dallas Cowboys.
Yes. Pertussis is better known as what respiratory infection?
Pertussis? The cough.
Can you be more specific?
Nagging cough.
No.
Whooping cough.
Yes. Little Nero's delivered pizza for what 1990s holiday movie?
Home Alone.
Yes. Apples are related to what flower?
Daisies.
No.
Roses.
Yes. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a win.
Let's go.
7-3. Sorry, Joe.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. That was one of those performances where I felt like I was struggling. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to win it. And somehow I got more right than I even realized.
Well, neither of you knew the animal that can be a ram, a ewe, or a lamb.
I couldn't even.
A sheep.
Oh.
Yeah.
That one bothered me the entire game.
It bothered me too. The founding father that also founded the University of Pennsylvania was Benjamin Franklin. Mm. And yeah, there's one that you didn't get to, but I'm going to save it for tomorrow.
Okay. Fine.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
I would argue that the 90s put out some of the best TV shows in history.
I wouldn't argue with you. I would agree with you.
I think that's just the absolute best. And there's a website that put together this piece on TV shows from the 90s that, quote, changed the world.
Okay, that's a little profound and a little exaggerated, but let's go with it.
Yes, and this is everything from storytelling to deep themes, genre experimentation, all things that made these change the world. And Migs, you want to put us to the test.
Yeah, because I feel like both of you are fans of 90s television.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I found the theme songs to all these TV shows that they claim to have changed the world. I want you to see if you can figure out what TV show. Some are going to be really easy. Others might be a little hard. So I guess we'll find out.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So this is the first one that they listed as a TV show that changed the world. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes. This should be the easiest one.
The Simpsons.
I like that you got it before they even said the name. According to the website, they said that they reshaped comedy, animation, and pop culture as we know it. I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah. It's one of the longest running programs ever.
Never seen one episode.
Not even one episode.
Not even. I was not allowed to watch it as a child. And then, yeah, I just never watched any of them.
See, my parents let me watch it because it was a cartoon. So yeah. I didn't even put two and two together until I was wearing like a Bart Simpson shirt and got in a little bit of trouble at school because the shirt said, "Eat my shorts." And apparently that was a big no-no.
Oh.
So then my parents were like, "Wait, we need to see what this show is that you're watching." And then they were a little... They still let me watch it, but they were like, "Oh, we should probably keep an eye on this show."
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Friends.
Oh, gosh. Taryn Daly is just on top of it.
Give me a chance, Taryn.
A global phenomenon that defined the modern sitcom. Yo, do we need to give you a head start?
No.
Okay. Yes.
Honestly, but again, though, that's another one that I never watched one episode of.
You've never seen a single episode of Friends?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
See, I think because, and I'm sure people have said this to you before, because I know you're a fan of How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
Which basically, How I Met Your Mother is just a newer version and a better version, if you ask me, of
Thank
Friends.
You. Yes, I agree.
But I think you'd enjoy Friends because it's kind of a similar vibe.
Sure.
All right, next one. This one I probably wouldn't have gotten right, but I feel like you guys are probably more into this show than I was.
Was this like Tales from the Crypt?
No.
Is it Goosebumps?
No.
I know it, but I can't place it.
It's elevated teen TV and improved that any genre can be emotionally profound. Think about slaying people.
Oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Bam.
Okay.
Oh. I thought for sure you two liked that
show. Actually... Shows that I barely watched. I was not really into Buffy.
Never saw that one either.
Okay. All right. I feel like this one is always going to be one that we debate about as being one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Nailed
it. Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Turn
nothing into something and change TV comedy forever.
Would you say that Seinfeld was kind of like the Friends before Friends?
Well, it was kind of like the lead-in, because
yeah.
I think it was Seinfeld would air on, what was it, NBC, and yeah. then after that was Friends.
Oh.
So, but in a way, it did kind of pave the way, I feel.
Like totally. New York, Friends. Hey, yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
I like Seinfeld better than Friends, though.
No, that's fair.
That's fine. Oh, this is X-Files?
Yep, X-Files. Never watched an episode. I watched one episode. It was the incest episode. And if you ever watched X-Files, you know the episode I'm talking about. And it kind of traumatized me.
You're like, and we're done here.
I'm wondering if you guys will be able to figure this one out. Again, these are the 90s TV shows that changed the world. Turned medical dramas into high-stakes, character-driven epics.
ER.
Yes.
Nice.
This is like more my mom's. Like, my mom used to watch all of these shows.
Because your
watch
mom's cool.
Well.
And you're making us feel old now.
Yeah.
All right, we got a couple more?
Yeah.
All right, how about this one?
We know
the theme's Law and Order.
Yeah. Yep. And we'll watch Law and Order to this day every Sunday.
All right, I got one more, and I think this one is truly the best show from the 90s. I don't know if it really changed the world, but I sure as hell enjoyed it when I was a teen.
I know 90210.
Bam!
Beverly Hills, baby.
Also, how is Baywatch not on this list?
Okay.
Yeah, it isn't.
I mean, that's very disappointing.
Because the other shows that we didn't get to, like Charmed and Twin Peaks, were the other two shows that helped change the world when it comes to television shows in the 90s.
Also, where was Full House?
Was Full House more like late 80s?
No, I mean, I think it maybe 89, but its peak was in the 90s.
I think we all just can agree that the 90s were the goat of TV sitcoms.
See, you guys aren't Gen Xers, but you're speaking like true Gen Xers, and I appreciate that.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
We came across this post on a random Facebook page, and the post said this: name something that is not a cult but feels like a cult.
Oh, God.
And it has already amassed over 18,000 comments in one day.
I know. I got sucked into it yesterday just kind of reading through them, and I was playing the fun game of which one am I guilty of? Am I in that cult or not?
Did you find a lot of cults that you're subscribing to?
Yeah. Just call me Charles Manson, man. I'm in a lot of cults.
Well, a lot of people are having fun with it, so we've got to go straight to the comments.
We found a few of these comments, and it'd be kind of fun to see if any of us are guilty of being in some of these cults, or if all three of us are guilty of being in some of these cults. And I figured, who better to read these than the ultimate cult leader? And this person actually is in the news because, well, they're going to be on a certain podcast tonight. They're the leader of the cult known as the Swifties.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Robot Taylor Swift will be reading these comments about things that people believe are a cult that really aren't a cult. Are you ready for the first one?
I can't wait.
All right, here we go.
Homeowner associations.
I agree that is a cult. I am glad that I'm not in that cult.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone on our show would ever be a part of the home. Danny gets his head, dips his toes in a lot of things, though. Like, he'll help, you know, put together, like, his high school reunion. He helps put together our morning radio convention. Obviously, helps put together this radio show.
He loves a job title.
Yeah, he does.
The problem is I'm never going to own a house. So I don't think I'll ever be a part of a homeowners association.
If we could get him into a home.
He'd be perfect for president.
Could I nominate you to be a part of our homeowners association?
Can I live in your house?
I mean, you can. We got an extra room. I got an inflatable mattress.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Next one.
Diet Coke lovers. Seriously, have you met them? They be crazy.
That is us.
I mean, I don't drink a ton of Diet Coke, but if I'm going to have a soda, it's definitely going to be Diet Coke.
Had one last night.
Nice.
Crushed it, too. Oh. I never knew that was considered like a cult until I started drinking Diet Cokes because I like the way they taste.
Same.
At the end of the day. And then people get all like, not weird, but they always have to bring up, oh, you're part of the Diet Coke cult.
Yeah, no, I agree. It tastes better. I'm not doing it for the calorie situation.
But also rock a Diet Pepsi. I'm not like anti other drinks. I had a Diet Barks yesterday.
Whoa. Root beer. Now we're getting crazy.
How was it?
Phenomenal. I might be part of that cult.
Those damn emo night kids. Seriously, where did they all come from?
I agree.
I know, man. They're just annoying.
Their leader is the worst.
It's funny because for a while I just thought, oh, it's just Danny and his little thing. But my goodness, like I feel like everyone I know is like either talking about going to or referencing emo night.
Or when you go and every single one of them is packed and then all of a sudden you're just like, I get it.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's
I want to go more.
I do like My Chemical Romance after all.
Any sports fans, ever.
Okay.
That's true.
You're not wrong. I am a part of that cult. I get way too into sports.
I mean, people end up like shaping their entire identity around their sports fandom. It gets a little out of control.
Oh, absolutely. I like my Sundays, I will stress out if someone wants to do something on a Sunday when the Seahawks are playing.
I want to know how many sports jerseys are owned between the two of you.
Wow. I'm going to guess a lot.
Them Girl Scouts and the damn crack they sell every year. Little Witches.
Okay, we don't need to call the Girl Scouts Little Witches, but you're right.
They got the good stuff. I'm here for it.
See, I hear that, and I'm like, oh, no, they're just calling them because they put the cast a spell on us to just think that the Girl Scout cookies are the greatest things ever.
They do. They cast that spell outside of most QFCs. Yeah.
And you can't say no because they're sweet.
And they're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not like Girl Scout cookies?
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, they're fine.
Samoa, that's the goat. You know, everybody knows it.
I don't remember the last time I actually bought a box.
Right, like, that's what I'm saying.
I eat them if they get brought into work.
I'm going to go for like a good chocolate chip cookie over a Girl Scout cookie any day.
Oh, I would take a Snickerdoodle cookie from Jackson's over a Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. We're not part of that cult. Cool, we're not in that cult at least.
People that go to concerts and do everything the lead singer asks them to.
Oh.
Wait, so am I not supposed to wave them like I just don't care?
Put your hands up. Now!
I am that idiot whenever the singer's like, all right, everyone to the left of me, scream. I'm like, oh, I'm to the left of them. Ah!
Apple users, people swear up and down that their phone is better, but yet they get excited for updates that's been available to other phones 6 years ago.
Yeah.
That's true. You guys are weird.
I know. Whenever we get excited about a feature, Tyron's like, yeah, my Android has done that for like 3 years now.
Oh, you mean this?
WWE fans.
Okay, we don't need to talk about that one. Let's go back to the emo night one.
Vegans.
All right,
oh,
what are
my
we? I'm feeling very targeted right
you
now.
You are getting attacked from every angle.
Burning Man, which I'll be going to for the 10th time in just a couple of weeks.
Oh my God, are you going to the burn?
Have you ever gone to Burning Man? That seems
hell
like
hell no.
Would you want to?
In yes. Like theoretically, I would love to, but 9 days in like the dusty heat, I think I would lose it.
I remember that one of my buddies was talking about Burning Man. I'm like, that sounds like it's gonna be so much fun. He's like, and then we have to pack a bunch of water because if you run out of water, you're just SOL because it's like there's nothing there for you. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't sound like a
no.
Lot of fun,
I want a convenience store somewhere nearby.
Something. One more.
Starbucks drinkers. Keep drinking your venti Americano with pumpkin spice and a cake pop, too.
Oh, okay. Those damn cake pops. I just bought one for Barrett the other day. They're almost $4.
I know, but they're delicious.
They are really good.
And also, it's not venti. It's a grande.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is the coolest thing you have ever won? Call now and tell us all about it. 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, we have a rockaholic on hold who won something from you once that's pretty darn cool.
Okay.
And she's going to tell us all about it in just a second.
Judging by the number of calls that we're getting, I need to get better at winning things because yeah. I don't have anything cool that I can share that I won.
Reagan, you're headed to work right now. What is the coolest thing you have ever won?
It's Regan.
Regan.
Come on, Taryn. I told you.
That's all right. The coolest thing I ever won was a trip to Maui in the mid-90s at my union dinner. It was the grand prize. And the thing was, I wasn't even there when they called the number because me and my girl got in a little spat and we left early. I left the tickets on the table. My brother-in-law happened to grab them and he saw that that my ticket was a winning number and said, "Hey, these are Regan's tickets." And I got to go to Maui for a week.
Did you take the girl that you were arguing with, or did you take someone else?
Yes, I did. I ended up marrying her, but now we're divorced. It was awesome.
Was it a raffle or like how?
Yeah, it was a raffle. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly. Yep. And I just lucked out that my brother was there.
Good thing.
Yeah, no kidding. You know?
Yeah, I mean, some brother-in-laws might be like, "Hey, guess what? I won mine. Yeah, I won these tickets. It's crazy."
206-803-ROCK. Shelley from Kent, what is the coolest thing you ever won?
Well, back in the late 90s, I think it was, I won tickets to the first Coachella.
Wow, back when Coachella was cool.
Yeah, when you were at the other end of the dial.
And do you remember, Shelley, who performed that year?
Oh, God. I think Rage Against the Machine, but I won't swear to it.
So, Shelley, you won it for me when I worked You won it for me when I worked at the end. Did you have to do anything dumb to win it, or were you just like a caller number?
No, thank God. I was a caller number to qualify, and then I think you guys drew my name.
That's amazing.
I mean, those were some good old days, too, the early days of Coachella.
Yeah, it was like, so what she said, like...
She said, I think she said Morrissey and Rage Against the Machine. Hell yeah.
Well, one of those two artists I'd like to see live.
206-803-ROCK. Pat from Burien, what is the coolest thing you have ever won?
You guys, I won Metallica, Days of the New, and Jerry Cantrell tickets from you guys years ago. And I was one of the two grand prize winners that got to go backstage and do the meet and greet.
Who was your favorite person to meet in the meet and greet?
It was James Hetfield. He was cool. It was Jason Newsted. James Hetfield and Days of the New that I got to meet, but James was by far the coolest man.
Oh, that's good to hear, because I remember I never got to meet him, but I remember just being like, he just gives off that aura of rock god.
Oh, absolutely.
It's James freaking Hetfield. Like, I don't even know like anything about the dude, but I probably like vote him in office. Like, I just like he's just like got that vibe of just coolness. But I was too intimidated to even talk to him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Rob from Gig Harbor, what is the coolest thing you have ever won?
Hey guys, good morning. I won a grand prize package from KLOS Radio in LA to hang out with AC/DC and be a part of the Angus Army. And so they gave us these red silk uniforms that he used to wear on stage, the red silk shorts, the hat, the jacket, and a t-shirt with like a schoolboy tie on it. And we hung out on the AC/DC tour bus all day. And went to Dave & Buster's and Warehouse Records, gave out merchandise all day, had free lunch, partied with the crew on the bus.
Did you hang out
with AC/DC backstage, and they signed all our gear and everything. It was a pretty cool grand prize.
Were you wearing the outfits when you met AC/DC?
Yeah, I was part of the package. We had to wear the schoolboy outfits. And
do you still have the outfit?
Yeah, I still have the outfit on.
Hold on.
Yeah, they.
Rob.
We were dressed up as the Angus Army.
What was the band's reaction when they walk into a room and there's like a bunch of people that are dressed like them? Like, that had to be kind of awkward.
You know, it was really funny. There was only about 10 of us total, but we came walking in after the show and they're just kind of smiling and laughing. And I don't know if you guys ever met anybody in AC/DC, but those guys are literally like 4'5", 4'9", like super short. I was like, whoa. They don't look so short on video, but they were really short, but they were really cool. I like, my hat and everything. So
like monsters on stage. That's awesome, dude.
I mean, can you imagine walking in and seeing 10 people cosplaying as Angus Young?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you walk in, you're like, what are we doing? What is going on with all these guys dressed like me?
These guys must really like our band.
Thankfully, has a good sense of humor about it.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.